Thank you for calling back. My name is George with Restorify. How can I help you?
Hi, George. Looking to see about getting my record.
Oh, yes, sir. Are you calling, if you don't mind me asking, sir, are you calling in regards to a DWI expungement?
That is correct, yes. I got an email from you guys.
Great. I'm more than happy to help you. And
okay.
Let me give you the information first. For quality control, this call is being recorded for quality. We are a brand of Intoxilock, and the reason for the previous call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. If you don't mind me asking, are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, we offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. And not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk through the process. It's very straightforward. Today, I'm going to help you create an account.
You guys have told me about this before already. So,
pardon?
You guys have already mentioned this to me on the call. I think I got a call at the beginning of the summer, and I gave the okay to, because I guess you have to go through a process of determining if you can even do it. So I was waiting to hear back, but I never heard back until I got an email again today asking me to do the same step. So I just need to know if it's something that I'm eligible for, if you can do, or because that's the stage that I left it at last time. I'd had the whole conversation of going over what it entails and then waiting to see if I'm eligible, which I didn't understand, but I said okay. So,
okay. Well, thank you for letting me know that. Let me check for you. Let me check for you now. Your first name would be spelled M as in Mike, O as in October, E as in Echo. Is that correct?
That is my nickname. It's for short. Do you want my full legal name?
Yes, please. Spell it for me, please.
First name is a bit long, so it is M U N as in Nancy, Y as in Yoda, A Alpha, R Romeo, A Alpha, D Delta, Z Zulu, I India, last name Nazara, N Z A R A.
M E?
So N is in Nancy, D is in Zebra, A is in Alpha, R Romeo, A Alpha, that's the last name. First name M-U-N-Y-A-R-A-D-Z-I, last name N-Z-A-R-A.
M-Z-A-R-A, okay.
Are you saying M or N? Because it's N as in Nancy, Z as in Zulu, A as in Alpha, R Romeo, A Alpha.
Yes, it's just you're breaking up. Now,
you're kind of crackling up a little bit.
Okay, let me just adjust my headsets here. Is that better for you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now, I got part of your first name. I'm just missing the first letter of your name.
First letter is M. M as in Mary.
Okay. And then when it comes to your last name, I have M as in Mike, Z as in Zebra, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo. Is this correct?
No. N as in Nancy.
Thank you.
The rest is correct.
And what's your email address?
It's M-T, and my last name, N-Z-A-R-A at gmail.com.
Just one moment. And lastly, may I please have just your date of birth?
3/7/86.
3/7/1986, is this right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me check for you right quick, just one moment. Please bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'll give you the information. And how's your day so far? Everything good?
Everything's going all right. Thanks, appreciate it.
That's good to hear. You got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, a few things going on. I got a funeral I got to attend. So,
oh my goodness,
fun.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Hey, I just checked your information. This is the reason why I always have, I always make sure that I have the correct information. The last person that took down your information, they must have missed a letter or something, because you just got signed up right now. It says, my system told me, you have successfully been signed up. So the last person that you spoke to, they must have missed a letter, a number, or something.
Mm.
Or, yes, sir. So I just signed you up. And I'm so sorry about this. Now, my system took down your information, and you're on our system. So in the next 1 to 2 days, we'll let you know if you pass the pre-screening, okay?
Oh, okay. There you go. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm glad we got down to the bottom of it. And so explain to me, say the screening does go well and I hear from you guys, what is the breakdown of my out-of-pocket cost for this? Because honestly, it's good to know that there is an option that I have, but if it ends up costing me an arm and a leg, I think I will, you know, especially under the current economic climate here, it's important to work within means and not strain myself even more.
I totally understand. Actually, our service is only going to cost you $99 if you pass the pre-screening. But let me ask you, what type of DWI do you have? Is it a felony, a misdemeanor, or a gross misdemeanor? A gross misdemeanor, I apologize.
Misdemeanor, I believe.
Then you do have a good chance. Remember, the decision of whether or not to expunge a DWI conviction is a personal one. Some people may feel uncomfortable with the process, or they may not be, you know, wanting or doing the effort. But a lot of people don't pass the pre-screening, I'll be honest with you. But if you do pass, I do suggest that you take advantage of this, because it's the one-time, you know, lifetime opportunity. I mean, who does not want, you know, the record clean? And it's only going to cost you $99, okay? But let me ask you another question. Have you ever been on Interlock, the device?
Yes.
Okay, did you finish that?
I did.
Congratulations. Okay. Now, since you have finished Interlock, this is even better, because now you will get favoritism from the judge. So what would most likely happen is you would pay the $99, and you're going to follow all the instructions online on how to do this. Okay, you're going to see it with your own eyes, how the process works and everything. And once you're done with the process, since you finished Interlock already, I mean, you can ask the judge if there are any court fees. You can ask him to waive that, and he should be able to waive that, because I have had customers with Proposition 36. It's a similar program to this, except these guys, when they're done with their program, they have to go to the courtroom and see the judge. And most of these guys, once they finish their program, they don't even pay the court fees. No, the judge waives that, because you're already paid. You know, when you were on the program, you paid everything. You did what you had to do, so that's very good. That looks good in the eyes of the judge, and that will help you a lot.
Oh, okay. I'll take that with hope and optimism. I appreciate you for letting me know that, and I hope it all goes through. Yeah, I'm glad that we figured out it was just a clerical error, maybe, which is why it didn't work. So I'm glad I got to speak with you today, and I'll wait it out the next couple of days. I'm assuming next week sometime, right, since it's a Friday.
Well, today is Friday. We don't do weekends, Saturday and Sunday. The system is not working, so you should be getting an email notification in about, I say, Tuesday or Wednesday the latest, because it's only 1 to 2 days that it takes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. I'll look out for it, and hopefully it works out, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Just one thing, because my system, it took down your information. I didn't do it on my sticky notes. I just did it right on our webpage. So the system took down your information, and you're in our system. But so I can have a record of your information. Can you please give me your first and last name one more time and spell it, so I have a record?
Oh yeah,
please.
Sure. It's M U N Y-A-R-A-D-Z-I, Munyarazi. Last name, Nazara. N-Z-A-R-A.
Okay. You were breaking up a little bit when you were giving me your last name. I have M as in Mike, U as in Umbrella, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yellow, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, Z as in Zebra, I as in India. Is that correct?
No. So here, I'll try and spell it out by saying it out. So Mary, Umbrella, Nancy, Yoda,
okay.
Alpha. So that's M-U-N-Y-A, Munya, right? First half. And then R as in Romeo, Alpha, Delta, Zulu, India. Can you repeat that to me?
Yes. So you said M as in Mike, U as in Umbrella, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yellow, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, D as in Delta, Z as in Zebra, I as in India, last name N as in Nancy, Z as in Zulu, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha.
That's correct.
Okay. And your email, please? You said it was followed by your last name?
Yes. So it's just M, initial, T as in Tango, and then my last name, @gmail.com.
Okay. And your date of birth, I have 3/7/1986. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I will take note of this, and I'll have this information on my system. So feel free if you do not get a email notification, just feel free to call me back and I'll help you out. But you are on our system now, so just give it 1 to 2 days, Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll let you know.
Excellent. And will you be the sort of the case manager for this one, or I'll just be able to speak with someone else and they'll have everything?
Oh no, I'm the sales manager and also manager in charge. So yes, don't worry. I'll be on top of your stuff. Make sure that you do receive that information. And I'll escalate this right now to my boss so he knows.
Oh, okay. Right on. Hey, I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Nope, that was it. You have a good weekend now.
And thank you for choosing RestoreFi, Mr. Munya. You have yourself a great weekend. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry, your name was again? Terrible.
Oh, my name is George.
George, okay. Thanks, George. Yeah, you have
If you don't mind me asking, once you pass the pre-screening, what time are you available to speak with, the time and day, so we can call you back and give you the good news?
It's really, like, it's just a lot going on right now. So I'll call, if anything. I'm assuming I'll get an email, confirming that. But, yeah, you can call that anytime.
Well, Monday then, through Friday, we can call you anytime, or do you prefer like Monday through Friday, 9 in the morning, or Monday through Friday, 4 in the afternoon?
Let's just say afternoon, so like 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock is ideal. That'd be a nice lunchtime. So yeah, that works, and can just leave a voicemail so I don't pick up.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll go ahead and do that for you. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, George. You've been helpful. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. And thank you again for choosing RestoreFi. Have a great day.
You too.